Is there any, we're talking about different types of soil. Is there any particular type of, is there any particular name for good soil? Well, you mentioned loam. Yeah. You mentioned loam. You said that was good soil. Yeah. Is there any particular name for bad soil?
Well, it could be acid and one thing to the like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if you had a piece of land that was a little swampy and you wanted to put it to cultivation, what would you say you had to do to it to get the water off? You'd have to
drain it.
You'd have to drain it. And what would you call those things that you dug to let the water drain off? They'd be the what?
Ditches.
Be the ditches. Mm-hmm. What about, are there any particular names for some of the streams around here?
Well, they're down here, Double Bridges Creek. Mm-hmm. Over here is Choctahatchee River. Mm-hmm. Back over yonder is Pew River. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything smaller than a creek? Would you call it
branch.
A branch? That's a branch. Do they get smaller than branches?
A little. I can't think what a little bit of stream would be.
Mm. I'm not sure myself.
It's a river, you know, you have to go over as you go on Tarpon.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Branch or stream, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea what you'd call a little bit of water that you would find, well, that you'd find this around the ocean, but a little bit of water that flows in and out with the tide? Do you have any idea what you'd call that?
Brackish water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, would that be the same thing as an inlet or something like that?
Well, brackish water would be where the salt water and fresh water meets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. What would you call if you had some water flowing along, let's say in the woods or a field somewhere, and the water cut out a place in the land, you know?
Cut out a ditch or a gully.
A ditch or a gully. Mm-hmm. What would you call it if you had a very heavy rainfall and it cut out a place across the road or in a field somewhere? Would you call that a gully too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about a ravine? Is that the same thing as a gully?
I guess so. Mm-hmm. I think so.
About the same thing. Okay. What would you call a very small elevation in the land? You'd say we're going up a little what?
A little hill, child.
A little hill. What about if it were just a very, very much larger than a hill, just a great big huge thing? That'd be a regular
steep hill.
A steep hill, or if it got so big you couldn't call it a hill anymore, you'd call it a what?
Big mound or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Talking about a little hill or a rise in the land, have you ever heard that called anything else?
Yeah, heard of rise in the land.
Rise in the land. Mm-hmm. Or let's say if I wanted
elevated or something like that. Mm-hmm. Higher elevation.
Yeah. Let's say if I wanted to get through to that room over there, I'd have to turn that door.
Door knob?
Have you ever heard a little rise in the land called a knob?
Yeah.
Same thing as a
knob,
hill?
Yes. Several go up on that.
Sure. Sure. We were talking about a mountain a minute ago.
Hurry
now. Do you know what you would call the steep side of a mountain? Where it drops off real sharply, you say you look over the
cliff.
That'd be the cliff. Uh-huh. And talking about mountains, what would you call a low place in the mountains where a bridge or something like that may go across?
Valley.
That would be a valley. Have you ever heard people talk about a notch in the mountain?
Notch.
Mm-hmm. Or a gap or something like that?
I've never been around the mountain much.
Yeah, me either. Talk about, if you've been to Mobile, you've probably seen these places, you know, where the ships unload.
Docks.
Those are docks, uh-huh. Is that the same thing as a wharf?
Wharf or a dock, either one.
Or a pier, they're all
pier.
The same.
Well, a pier is something standing. Goes out into the water, you know, a pier is. Of course, they can put the boats up by them piers.
Yeah. But you could, you know, something you could fish off a pier,
yes.
Like in, have you been to Panama City?
Yes.
Seen those
pier.
Things? Yeah. Mm-hmm.